This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, we remind you that the 2019 PDPW Dairy Insight Summit coming up this Thursday, registration at 9 a.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Madison, Wisconsin. Joining us, Cassandra Strupp, the program manager for PDPW, who was with us last week. And Cassandra, one issue that's going to be addressed is the issue of tuberculosis, which can not only affect the dairy cow, but the dairy farmer.
We've made this one more of a case study as far as the learnings. We've invited Steve Maddox out of California, who has unfortunately lived through this. His dairy has gone through the crosshairs of everything, the implication of TB or tuberculosis. Being that it is a zoonotic disease, so it can go from animal to human and vice versa. It can go from human and be transported back to the animal in particular, in this case, dairy, our dairy cows. And he had that very case where it came from a human and it went to the animal. And like I said, he lived it. He's going to tell us his learning, the pitfalls, the triumphs, really everything that happened to him and his dairy out there. And then we also paired him up with our state veterinarian, Dr. Darlene Conkle. And she's going to talk more about how Wisconsin would handle these cases and what happens and how do we help protect both our animals and our humans from this and ensure that everybody remains safe, both from the health standpoint, but then also from our food safety standpoint. What does this all mean?
We're with Cassandra Strupp, Program Manager for PDPW, getting ready for the Big Dairy Insight Summit this Thursday. It's at the Sheraton in Madison. And for those in the area, highly recommend going to this one. Lot to take in just one day.
I completely agree. I think if you have a day to get off the farm or get out of the office, I think this is the one to come to. And the fact that you have various different topics coming in together for one day, one meeting, and we're bringing them to you. So you can come in, sit down. The day starts off at 9:30, and we promise to have it as tied up and complete by 4:30 in the afternoon. So we're taking one day of your time to take in a varied amount of topics that are very timely, but also important, not only to your day-to-day duties, if you will, on the farm or in your business, but then also what we started out with within the breadth of the industry, what is going on? What can we get our hands on? Because we're in a fast-moving world this day and age. So what do we need to know to continue our business for tomorrow and in the future? I really encourage people to come out. And then if the topics alone aren't exciting enough for you, I promise you there will be cheese, a beautiful variety of cheese, and great people to connect with as well. Walk-ins are welcome, but you are more than welcome to call in at our 800-947-7379 number or check us out on the website pdpw.org and you can register there. It's a lot easier. It's a swifter greeting, if you will, if you register beforehand, but we will accept walk-ins as well.
Thank you, Cassandra. Cassandra Strupp is program manager with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
With the price of milk on the rise, many of the nation's dairy farmers are finally seeing signs of relief. There's a long road ahead, though, but University of Wisconsin dairy policy analyst Mark Stevenson says producers should be encouraged about where the industry is headed.
I think that we've had a difficult time maybe experiencing optimism in the industry, but prices are more than a dollar higher today than they were at the same time last year. So people are beginning to feel like maybe we're on the backside of that, and I do think we are.
He says milk prices are extremely complex and include many factors. Here in the U.S., the industry tends to primarily focus on milk supply and consumer demand for dairy products. Domestic demand today is very encouraging, and it's the highest in more than 50 years. That increase mostly led by growing demand for cheese and butter. Americans today consume a little more than 36 pounds of cheese per person.
We should continue to fight for all the sales that we can get in those product categories, but you got to look at the whole picture. I heard one person comment that rather than drinking our milk, now we're eating our milk.
That's University of Wisconsin dairy policy analyst Mark Stevenson. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.